Gingrich, Kamala Harris is an openly anti-Catholic bigot. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 15, 2020. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said Friday that Senator Kamala Harris is the most openly anti-Catholic bigot to be on a national ticket in modern times. Citing Harris's public record of anti-Catholic activism, Gingrich writes that her bigotry against Catholics is a perfect example of the modern radical left's ideology of intolerant tolerance. She is openly anti-Catholic in confirming federal judges, wanting to prosecute the Little Sisters of the Poor, closing Catholic hospitals who don't join her union allies, and favoring tax-paid abortion up until birth, Gingrich states. Joining the growing number of voices calling out Joe Biden's running mate for her anti-Catholicism, Gingrich declares that the most explicit example of Senator Harris's anti-Catholic bigotry was her treatment of now U.S. District Court Judge Brian Boucher during his confirmation hearings. As Michael Gerson wrote in an op-ed Friday in The Washington Post, Harris posed a series of inappropriate questions to federal district court nominee Brian Boucher, suggesting that being a member of the Knights of Columbus was disqualifying for the federal bench. Harris was effectively treating membership in a distinctly Catholic organization as if it were allegiance to a hate group, Gerson wrote. The Catholic Church opposes abortion and gay marriage, Gingrich notes in his essay, and Harris needled Boucher on these two issues and insinuated that his membership in the organization, and ultimately his Catholic faith, should bar him from the bench. In her grilling of Boucher, Harris was eerily mirroring U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein's bigoted questioning of now Judge Amy Coney Barrett during her confirmation hearings in 2017, Gingrich states. According to the former speaker, Harris's religious intolerance is particularly significant because in 2 years she could be the next U.S. president. Harris's vigorous support for prosecuting the Little Sisters of the Poor is further testimony to her anti-Catholic animus, Gingrich declares, noting that Biden and Harris have said they would seek to bring the nuns back to court to force the organization to cover the cost of insuring contraceptives and abortion drugs to people working in their healthcare facilities. During her tenure as Attorney General of California, Harris drove 6 Catholic Daughters of Charity-run hospitals to insolvency by onerous union contracts and sparse Medicaid payments, he adds. Gingrich suggests that Harris's openly anti-Catholic bias, which has continued unchecked by her fellow Democrats, will likely spawn further harassment as other anti-Catholics draw encouragement from her bigotry to increase the activism and intensity of their assaults on Catholic institutions and Catholic personalities. Biden's choice of Harris as his running mate says a lot about the strength of his own Catholic background under the pressure of the atheist and anti-religious left, Gingrich observes. Follow @WilliamsRome.